In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Please, all the deacons go outside and sit down here. Thank you. And don't use your phone. May His grace, mercy, and blessing be with us all, amen. As we come the last weeks in the Coptic here, the church, give us gospel reading, and we see now that we are the last 2 weeks in the Coptic here. So on 11th of September, we will celebrate together the beginning of the new Coptic here. So it's only 2 weeks we are away, 2 weeks away from the beginning of the year, new year. That's why we will read the same gospel the next week again. So the church tried to emphasize about to read the same gospel, a couple of weeks. To remind us about the end of the world and the coming of Christ and the need to be ready. And I have a question, why the church try to read the same gospel? Like we have the Bible is big, so why we are reading the same gospel? It's only because the church wants to wake us up. Wake us from what? To tell us exactly time is passing, life is moving, the journey has an end, and the time God has given us to the time that God gives to me, I have to be very well prepared. And before I say, for example, happy new Coptic year after 2 weeks from now, I have to ask myself something very important. Do, by the end of the year, do I become close to God, closer to God? Another question. Did I repent? Another question. Did I grow in love? Another question. Did I forgive? Did I serve? Did I become more like Christ? The problem that I have plan. I'm always doing plan for myself. I wanted to do this. I wanted to buy this. I wanted to grow in that, in this. But I have no plan for my spiritual life, internal life. So I have to ask myself, did I really go more close to God or not? I did something different in my life. I know God more. I read really the Bible, and I know now what is inside the Bible, what is written. I come more to church, I fast more, I do something different. The problem that I'm always asking myself, what I should do? I have a plan, I am traveling and do this, which is good. I'm not saying this is wrong. But I have to understand, I have to know something, I have to do something different in my spiritual life. Time is not just passing, time is being given the time. So the purpose of time is God gives us time to repent. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 21, God said, I gave her time to repent and she did not repent. Is able. Again. If you think about the time God patience is given to me because he's patient, so I have the time to do whatever I want, no, you're wrong. It's suddenly in 1 second, he will ask me my soul. Give me your soul. And he will ask me what you did in your life. That's why Peter said, the Lord is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So God give me the time every day for repentance. That's why he said, my child, I'm giving you another opportunity, come back to me. For example, if I failed yesterday, today is another day I will get up. If I was far from God, God give me another day today to get more close to Him. If I'm far from the church, come back to Him today, not tomorrow. That the devil tried to say to me, to you, tomorrow, you know what? You have, it's tomorrow, it's coming. You can go to the church tomorrow. You can change your life tomorrow. Tomorrow will never come. If I'm not changing myself today, I will never change. So today, that's why in Hebrews he said, today if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart. In Hebrews 3:15, St. Paul said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart. A word, St. John Chrysostom said, God's patience is not a reason to delay repentance. Again, I repeat the part. God's patience is not reason to delay repentance. God's patience is an opportunity for repentance. And I don't want to say I wasted too many years. I wanted to say I still have something to do today. Think about it. A student has an exam. So in the beginning of school year, the teachers say, you know what? We have several months before your examination, before your exam. I'll give you the time. Study. I give you the curriculum. I give you the time. I give you everything. So study. Do whatever you want. It's okay. Prepare yourself for the exam. And the end of that of the year, finally the exam came. And the two students entered to the same room. They had the same amount of time, same curriculum, and same exam. One succeeded and one failed. This is a problem. One succeeded and one failed. And it's not a problem of time. The problem of how I use the time. The problem, I always think about like what I should do in my life all every time. Like I waste my time. I have the same curriculum, maybe different things, maybe different circumstances, okay, in my life. Maybe I have different circumstances. I'm struggling in health. I'm struggling in financially. I'm struggling with my family. I have a lot of things to do. It's okay, different circumstances, but the same time I have, and I have to work hard towards Christ. The same purpose is Christ. That's why I have to say to myself the question, what did I do with the life God gave it to me? Again, I have to ask myself the same question every single day. What did I do with the life God gave it to me? St. Paul said in Romans 13:11, knowing the time, that now it's high time to awake out of sleep. I repeat it again. Romans 13:11. Knowing the time that now it's high time to awake out of sleep, and I have to wake up. Don't sleep through the life. In Romans 13:12, he said that other part, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. What is the meaning of the day? The meaning, specifically try to explain the day with the end of the day. So at hand, what do you mean at hand? Okay. I put my hand now here like this. My arm, as if I'm tall, so my arm is too long, like a stick of camera. But this is the maximum I have. So the maximum is like the end of the day. The maximum is too near, too close to me. That's why St. Paul tried to explain it. The end of the day, it's too close, even it's at hand. Even your arm is too long, but it's too close to you. You will never know when. That's why St. Basil the Great reminds us in our life is not truly what we our possess, like through we are its like owners. No, our time is the trust. What does that mean, a trust? God gave me the life, and he trusts me to give me the life, give me the talents, give me money, he gave me the family. So, and after that, he trusts me. And he told me, I will give you everything, whatever you have. I will give you family. Maybe I'm not giving you money now, but I'll give you the family. I will give you talents, but I'm not giving you something different. But he tried to give everyone something different in our life. And I have to ask myself, how much time did God give it to me? No, I have to ask myself, what did I give God from the time that he gave it to me? So he gave me the talents, he gave me. So I use the time and I use my talents. I use what God gave it to me in this time. And I have to ask myself, what I give to God? And because he trusts me. He trusts me and he gives me something different. So how I use it? the time, I use the time good in good to good things. I use the money in compassion. I use the talents in something, the service. I use myself to love the other. The Lord gave us a parable of 10 versions. 5 wisdom and 5 foolish. And only 5 were prepared. Why? They have oil. What do you mean about the oil? Oil? Like everyone should have an oil. Like that they are should be very well prepared. No. Only, that's why in Matthew, those who were ready went and with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. It was shut, and what with the other 5? The other 5 foolish. No, they have no oil. They have to go outside to buy the oil. Well, what is the oil? The oil is my prayer. The oil is my repentance. The oil is my love. The oil is my humility. The oil is mercy. The oil is service. The oil is the word of God. The oil of the Holy Eucharist. The life with Christ is the oil. God will not ask me about how many positions you have in your work and how money you got and how blah, 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 all of that. No, he will ask me, where is your oil? Are you very well prepared or not? That's why St. Gregory of Thessalonians, he said that Christian life is not simply waiting for the end, it's preparing the soul every day to meet the Lord. So I'm preparing myself to meet the Lord every day, not to the end. I'm not waiting there because I don't know the end. I don't know the end. That's why I have to prepare myself every day, and I have to find the oil. The prayer is the oil. The love is the oil. Repentance is an oil. Forgiveness is the oil. Every act of mercy is the oil. There is a story said there is a man who did something wonderful for a king. So the king told him, okay, you know what? I will give you a reward. Enter to my palace. Go. Whatever. You have 6 hours. 6 hours. Take anything you want. Anything. Carry anything you want. Carry. By yourself. Carry it and go outside. But take six hours. And the man, he entered to the palace. And he found gold, treasures, everything. And he was like, oh, well, what wonderful this palace. It's amazing, a lot of things. And after a while, he found a kitchen. Oh, what a wonderful this kitchen. Also, so there's a lot of food here. I'm hungry a little bit, so I should eat now. He began eating. One plate, then another plate, then another plate. After another one plate, he became full, became tired. Oh my God, I can't, I should sleep now. I'm so tired now. And finally he slept. He fell asleep. After 6 hours passed, they woke him up. And they said, like, your time is finished now. Like, no, I saw a golden spoon here. I will take, no, your time is almost finished. No, but I have 6 hours. Yeah, but you spend your 6 hours in kitchen. Yeah, I ate because I was hungry. Habibi, yes, okay, you are hungry, but you spend the 6 hours. You have 6 hours to do whatever you want. You can carry anything from the palace, and he didn't. He spent our time only the food in the kitchen to fill my stomach with food only. My beloved, sometimes we do that exactly in our life. God gave us from the palace many opportunities, talents, people, church, Bible, sacraments, and become distracted. We go to the kitchen. We eat, we work, we shop, we entertain. We do whatever, we scroll, mobile, we chase money, we chase success, anything in the kitchen. And after 6 hours, he said, like, 6 hours, you're finished, your time is finished. So what I should do? That's why I have to ask myself, as St. John Chrysostom said, what I'm carrying with me into the eternity. I'm carrying the house or car, bank account, or I'm carrying the love, repentance, mercy, faith, or relationship with God. St. Paul said easily in Ephesians 5:16, redeeming the time because the days are evil. I repeat it again. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. It's clear. That's why I have, it's to explain this more, maybe I have to take something temporary and use it for something eternal. I explained more. Take something temporary and use it for something eternal. How? I have 1 hour. I can waste it. I can take my mobile, scroll it. I have 1 hour. Or I can pray. Or I can call someone to ask about him. Or I can do something different at church, for example, or serve, or to whatever do. I can read the scripture. I can forgive someone. So I have an hour. And I have to decide. So this hour is a temporary, it's something temporary, but I use this temporary thing for my eternal life. So I have an oil. When I come stand before God, I'm ready, and I have the oil. St. Augustine is one of the greatest examples of repentance. Changed his life. He spent many years searching for happiness away from God. Many and many and many and many and many years away from God. And he was searching for the happiness from God. The happiness away from God. But God never stopped calling him, by the way. After his conversion, he wrote, he said, "Late have I loved you?" He was asking, like, "Is it late? Have I loved you? O beauty, ever ancient, ever new, late have I loved you?" St. Augustine, after he finished, after his conversion, he said, "Is it late to come to you? Late have I loved you?" And he answered after, "It wasn't too late." St. Augustine, after he spent many and many and many years far from God, he said, "Yeah, maybe it's too late to know you, but it's not too late. It's time now to know you more and more." St. Isaac the Syrian, he said the same. Like true repentance is not simply, "I'm sorry because I was caught." No, true repentance say, "Lord, I have been looking everywhere. Now I want you." That true repentance is, "Lord, I have been looking everywhere. Now I want you." That's why I don't want to waste my time. That's why I have to ask myself why I'm still here. Every time we have the sunrise, when we every day we are wake up from the bed, I say this is a new opportunity for repentance. God give me another time to complete my repentance and to complete my mission. So I'm here in this life for two things very important. I have a mission and I have to complete my repentance. My mission, it's including many things. As God gave me a talent, the mission is to be part from the world, but to know God and to let the people know him too through me. And for repentance, because I wanted to be close more to him and I wanted to see him by the end of the life. So the repentance is another day. I love in the morning when I say, like, "Tawibni ya Rabbi fa'atub." كل يوم الصبح كده واحد يقوم الصبح يا سلام يا رب توبني يا رب فأتوب. إيه ده؟ توبني يا رب فأتوب. Every time I wanted to wake up in the morning, I should say this word, "Tawibni ya Rabbi fa'atub." That's why the Lord tell us about a rich man. And he said, "I will pull down my barns and build greater." He had plans. He had the barns. He had a possession. He had security, more security. But God said, by the end of in a moment, He said, "Fool," and He started by "fool." So hard that God give like a word like "fool" to someone. This night, your soul will be required of you. طب عملت إيه بقى بكل اللي أنا عملته؟ ولا حاجة. He prepared everything, but he didn't prepare himself and his soul. So, Christianity does not mean we stop enjoying God's creation. So I'm not telling you, for example, like to be أنهم مكتئبين وعملين 111 والكلام ده كله. No, we are enjoying the time, we're enjoying the life, we're enjoying everything. We're enjoying everything, but in Christ. I see the creation through Christ. I'm enjoying the life through Christ. I'm enjoying everything. I'm enjoying the nature, travel, food, family, celebration, and everything, but through Christ. So Christ should be inside, not outside. Where is Christ? لا ما ربنا موجود في الكنيسه فاحنا هنصلي نروح الكنيسه وبعد ما نخلص الكنيسه ونخلص كل حاجه نطلع بره بقى نعمل ايه بقى احنا هنتفسح بقى دلوقتي نتفسح نعمل ايه نعمل نرقص ونغني نعمل احنا عايزين بجد طب ايه ده Where is Christ here I can't so Christ is looking like عارف اللي هو ربنا confused انت بتعملوا ايه Where am I in your life so that's why In Psalms 104, verse 24, he said, O Lord, how great are your works. You have made them all in wisdom. So I have to glorify him. I have to see all the his creation and glorify him. You know what? If you enjoy creation, you can say, glory to you, O God. When you eat, thank you, God, for the food. When you see the beauty, something beauty, say, how great are your works, God? I have to turn my home to a church. I have to turn the work into service. I have to turn the money into mercy. I have to turn suffering into prayer. I have to turn my time to the eternity. If we do a trip now to St. Anthony Monastery in Perth. So we prepare ourselves, or do we have a bus outside, and we go together, all together, and we have to go to pray together, and we spend a spiritual time, spiritual day together to prepare ourselves, like to do something spiritual, like spiritual day. So while the bus is going to the monastery, some kids say, like, saw an ice cream shop. Oh my God! Like this ice cream here is like amazing. Can we stop, please, 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 please? Can we stop the bus here? We should go to the ice cream shop now. We have to take an ice cream, and the bus stop, and the kids and the child and some people too were outside the get off the bus and they went to the shop. And the bus should go. We have time. And there's another place. There's a park, a beautiful park. Some people say like a park. It's like oh my God, so beautiful this park. Let's go off the bus and we have to take a time. Please, please, Avuna, please, the driver, stop. Let the driver stop here and we will go off the bus because we wanted to go to the park. And the bus stopped. And some of the people went outside and get off the bus and went to the park. But the bus is moving. Some catch the bus and some don't. And it's exactly life. The bus is moving, the life is moving. Even we are distracted by the ice cream shop or the park or anything else, we will not catch the bus. And the bus will reach the monastery and we will not spend the time there. And the problem is we forget the destiny. That's why in St. Paul said, set your mind on things above, not and things on the earth. So the destination is more important than the destruction. Every day I have to think about the end. The last things I want to tell you, when the gardeners say, leave it this year also. The gardeners say, leave it this year also. Utroka is Sanadi Kamen. I think that every time, like God with his compassion and his mercy, is looking to me and say, like, okay, I will leave you this year again. And I'm asking God, like, why are you leaving me this year too? He said, Habibi, I want to see fruit. I have a hope, but at one day, don't rely on my compassion, because also I have to take your certain time. So you don't know, I am giving to you the opportunity, the time, but you have to redeem your time. That's why he said, I'm giving you the time this year too for fruit. This year you have to bear fruit, you have to bear more prayer, more repentance, more humility, more forgiveness, more Christ, more service to be like me. That's why Saint Abraham the Syrian, he said always, Lord, don't just give me another year. No, I have to give me another heart. Give me a new heart in a new year. This year, I want to know Christ maybe more. I want to pray more, to repent, to forgive, to serve. And I have to ask God to give me a new heart. And I have to ask, the last question I have to ask myself is that, what I'm doing with the time I have? What I'm doing with the time I have? And I wanted to hear his voice when he said, well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of your Lord. And he said in another part in Matthew, come you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. نفسي كلنا نسمع الصوت ده هو نفس الصوت اللي يقول ربنا لكل واحد فينا نتقابل كلنا يقول come you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the Lord. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
For us in the Pontius Pilate, Stephanus was born on the third day and rose to the dead according to the scripture.
vlog is on. Es muy de pagosi. O God.